Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow.
Right now, as you watch this episode, $124 trillion is changing hands through wealth transfers. That's the biggest money move in history. But here's the scary truth. Women are about to get most of this money, and they could lose it all. I'm not trying to scare you, but these numbers will blow your mind.
I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
$54 trillion with a T will go to widows by 2048. That's more than 95% going to women. That's twice as much money as the U.S. makes in a year. But here's what the banks don't want you to know. 8 out of 10 women say getting this money was a nightmare. They face huge problems. They lose money to taxes. Some lose big chunks of what they've inherited. Now, we know this because we've studied this issue extensively. We're the Kitty Sisters, and we run a $400 million multifamily investment firm. Our aim is to reach $10 billion in the next 5 years. But most importantly, we've seen firsthand what happens when women inherit wealth, both the successes and the disasters. In this video, I'm going to show you 8 mistakes that could cost women trillions. I'll show you the traps even the rich families fall into. And most importantly, I'll give you the exact steps to protect yourself and your family's money. The same strategies we use with our high net worth investors. But first, let me show you just how big this money transfer is. The numbers will shock you. Let me paint you the picture of what's happening right now. Think of it like the world's biggest relay race. Baby boomers have been running with this baton for 80 years, building more wealth than any generations ever. Everyone assumes that they'll hand the baton straight to millennials at the finish line, but there's actually another runner in between, the wives. They get the baton first. Here's the scary truth. The average woman becomes a widow in her late 50s. Women live about 5 years longer than men. That means women end up controlling the household money. By 2030, women will control almost half of all money in America and Europe. We're talking about $34 trillion in just US alone. But the worst part, right now, 53% of women's money sits doing nothing. It's not investing, it's not growing. Compared to men, only 45% of their money sits idle. This is either a $1 trillion opportunity or a $1 trillion disaster waiting to happen. Now, let me walk you through the 8 mistakes that could cost women trillions. I've studied hundreds of cases. These patterns show up again and again. Mistake number 1, nobody talks about money. We've seen this heartbreak close up with our own investors. When their husbands tragically pass away, these women were left completely in the dark about their own investments in our multifamily apartments. Picture this, you're grieving the loss of your life partner, and on top of that emotional pain, you're scrambling to figure out the basic questions. What investments did he make? How do I access them? Who do I call? How do I get ownership transferred to my name? How do I even log into the investor portal? These should be simple things, but when you're mourning, even simple things feel impossible. No woman should have to navigate financial confusion while her heart is breaking. Remember how I said 8 out of 10 women have problems when they inherit money? The number one reason? No one talks about it beforehand. Here are the shocking numbers. 56% of married women let their husbands make all the investment decisions. Only 25% of couples ever talk about passing money to their kids. Even worse, 30% of women say they'll never have these conversations. Think about that. Almost 4 out of 10 women are walking blind into the biggest money event in their lives. Only 12% of women have talked to financial advisors about inheritance. That means 88% are totally unprepared. Let me tell you about Sarah. Her dad owned a successful business. He never talked about money, never shared details. When he died suddenly, Sarah found out he had business accounts she never heard of, complex investments. It took her 2 years and $50,000 in legal fees just to figure out what she inherited. She lost 15% of her inheritance just to paperwork and delays. Mistake number 2, issue, the boys' club problem. Here's something we've noticed. Men and women have completely different energy around money discussions. Most investment rooms looks like a locker room, all testosterone and competition. Look at my returns. Check out my huge deal. Who's the biggest player here? Like, that's the kind of conversation we hear all the time. We've watched incredibly smart, successful women walk into these rooms and immediately feel the vibe. Some get intimidated, but many others just say, I don't need this energy in my life. So they opt out entirely. And that's the tragedy. These women aren't less capable. They're often more thoughtful investors than the loudest guys in the room, but they'd rather skip the opportunity than deal with the atmosphere. Here's a number that'll blow your mind. Only 23% of financial advisors are women. In Europe, it's even worse, 18 to 20%. But it gets deeper. Look at the people who run investment deals, whether it's businesses, multifamily real estate, or tech startups. Most are men. Only 16% of venture capital partners are women. In private equity, just 11% of senior people are women. In real estate investing, only 9% senior roles go to women. This creates a huge problem. Women are entering an investment world built by men for men. The decision makers don't understand how women think or what they want. But here's the thing. That's what makes us the Kitty Sisters, the turquoise fish in a sea of goldfish. We stand out because we're different. As women in investing, we bring something that the male world lacks. We understand women's challenges because we've lived them. Research shows something amazing. Companies with at least one woman making investment decisions beats all male teams by 1.76% every year. Teams with both men and women beat all males team by even more. But here's the problem. Most investors think that the husband makes all the financial decisions. They build relationships with the husbands, not the wives. So when the husband dies, the wife feels disconnected from her own financial team. Mistake number three, playing it too safe. Women are called scared of risk. That's not true. Women are smart about risk. They think before they act, but this can be a trap. Women keep 68% of their money in cash and bonds. Men keep 59%. That sounds safe, right? Wrong. It's actually risky in a different way. Here's a math that'll shock you. Say you inherit $1 million. You put in a savings account earning 1%, but inflation is running at 3 to 4%. You're losing $30,000 to $40,000 in buying power every single year. Over 5 years, that's $150,000 to $200,000 in lost wealth just from being safe. Women's portfolio make 0.4% less than men's every year, not because women make bad choices, because they hold too much in cash. On a $2 million inheritance, that costs $8,000 per year. Over 25 years, that's $200,000 lost. Here's the crazy part. When women do invest, they beat men. They make 0.4% more because they don't trade as much. They stick to their plans, but hold too much in cash wipes out this advantage. So what does this mean for women's collective inheritance of $10 trillion that's sitting idly in savings account? Sounds safe again, right? The problem is inflation right now runs at 3% per year. That means that every year, the real value of that $10 trillion shrinks by 3%. $100 billion. In 10 years, the untouched $10 trillion would lose about $2.6 trillion in purchasing power. In 20 years, it's down to $4.9 trillion. In 30 years, a single generation, the original $10 trillion would effectively only buy about $4 trillion worth of goods and services. If you count inflation at 3%, this is what it means. It means that in 30 years, $1 safe would be worth only 41 cents. $10 safe would be worth only $4.10. $100 safe would be worth only $41. $1,000 safe would be worth only $410. $10,000 safe would be worth only $4,100. $100,000 safe would be worth only $41,000. $1 million safe would be only worth $410,000. So without doing anything wrong, just leaving money idle, women could almost see 60% of their inheritance erased by inflation. And I'd be remiss not to remind you that 3% inflation is for a good year. Remember 2022, 2023? During the peak, inflation was 9% plus. Mistake number four, the tax monster. This is where families get destroyed. Most people don't know that inheritance can trigger huge tax bills. Right now, you don't pay federal state taxes unless you inherit more than $13.61 million. But that drops to about $6 to $7 million in 2026 unless Congress changes it. But estate taxes are just a start. If you inherit stocks, you get a tax break called a step-up basis. But if you inherit an IRA worth $1 million, there's no tax break. You have to take all the money out within 10 years, and that could push you into a higher tax bracket. 12 states have their own estate taxes. Some start is $1 million. In New York, if your estate goes over $6.11 million, by even $1, the entire estate gets taxed, not just the extra. If the money goes to a grandchild, there's an extra 40% tax on amounts over $12.92 million. I've seen women inherit $2 million and end up only with $1.2 million after taxes. The other $800,000 gone to taxes that could have been avoided. Poor planning costs American families $40 billion every year in unnecessary taxes. That's $40 billion that could have stayed with the family. Mistake number five, feeling alone. When women inherit wealth, they often feel isolated. Friends treat them differently. Family acts weird. They don't know who to trust. Everyone wants to sell them something. The numbers are so scary. 70% of wealthy families lose their wealth by the second generation. 90% lose it by the third generation. One big reason? Bad decisions made while feeling alone. 76% of wealthy women say financial professionals don't understand them. 58% of widows wish they've been more involved in money decisions while married. This loneliness leads to bad choices. Some women give away too much too fast to avoid feeling uncomfortable. Wealthy women give away 89% more to charity than wealthy men. Being generous is great, but giving away inheritance without planning can leave women broke. Others freeze up and make no decisions at all. 41% of wealthy women keep more than 20% of their money in cash. That's way too much. That's exactly why we created the Wealth Beyond Me community. As a Kitty Sisters, we started this community because we understand what women go through with wealth. We've been there, and we know what it's like to be in a room led by two women, to have people question our expertise, to navigate the industry that wasn't built for us. Our Wealth Beyond Me community gives women a safe place to learn and share experiences. It's not just about money. It's about knowing you're not alone. Number six mistake, the family office trap. As wealth moves to women, we're seeing more family offices. Sounds great, right? But here's the problem. It still is a boys' club. Only 32% of family office workers are women. Just 23% hold senior investment jobs. Women entering this world often find themselves as the only woman in the room. They deal with investment strategies and don't match their values. 84% of women care about investments in good causes. Only 67% of men do. But traditional family offices are slow to change. Mistake number seven, the generational gap. Young women inheriting money want completely different things than their parents did. They want transparency, they want impact, they want control. But the wealth transfer system were built for a different generation. 83% of millennial women want their investments to match their values. Only 45% of baby boomer women feel this way. This creates family fights. I've seen families torn apart because the daughter wants to invest in clean energy while their old advisors push for oil stocks. Mistake number eight, the scam problem. This one breaks my heart. Women, especially older ones, get targeted by financial scams. Women over 60 lose an average of $35,000 per scam. But for inheritance-related scams, the average jumps to $83,000. Romance scams alone cost victims $547 million in 2021. Women lose about 2.5 times more than men. The scammers are getting smart. They're not the Nigerian prince emails anymore. They create fake investment opportunities. Romance scams that lead to financial manipulation, even fake family emergencies designed to steal women's inheritance. Okay, so we've covered the problems. Now let's talk solutions. I'm going to give you a plan that can protect you and your family. Step number one, you cannot wait until you inherit to start learning. Women need to take control of their money education right now, while their parents or spouses are still alive and can help. Don't wait for the crisis. If you're married, you need to be part of every money decisions today. If your parents are getting older, you need to have the hard conversations about their plans now, not after they're gone. If step number one is about understanding the cost of inaction. Step number two is about choosing where to act. The public markets are crowded, volatile, and largely controlled by institutions. If women are inheriting trillions of dollars and simply putting into the S&P 500 or a money market fund, they're playing the exact game that Wall Street already dominates. Private markets, especially real estate, are different. They offer access to cash flow, tax advantages, and inflation protection in a way that most traditional investments can't. When inflation rises, so does the cost of housing, and that means rent goes up. And if you own multifamily apartments, your income grows with inflation instead of shrinking because of it. Plus, in the United States, the tax code is written to reward real estate investors. Due to depreciation, bonus depreciation, and 1031 exchanges, it's possible to preserve and grow wealth in ways that stocks and bonds simply don't allow. This is why the ultra wealthy have always had a disproportionate share of their money in real estate. It's not flashy, it's not speculative, it's the foundation. And for a woman about to inherit a historical transfer of wealth, private markets, particularly multifamily real estate, represents not just an opportunity, but a necessity if their goal is to grow that wealth instead of watching it erode. Step number three, here's the secret. The confidence gap between men and women completely disappear when women know about money. So start learning now. Read money books, take courses, go to seminars. The more you know, the harder it becomes for someone else to take advantage of you. But don't just learn about stocks and bonds. Focus on what the wealthy actually use. Private markets, real estate investing, and tax strategies. These are the real tools that wealthy families use to keep and grow their wealth for generations. Step number four, you can't do this alone and you shouldn't have to. You need a team of professionals who have your back. Your team should include advisors who understand women and private market investments, an estate planning lawyer, a tax professional who knows real estate inside and out, and maybe a family office if you have enough wealth. And here's the secret sauce. Make sure some of your team members are women or have a ton of experience working with female investors. Research proves diverse teams make better decisions. Plus, you want people who actually understand how you think and what matters to you. Before you inherit a single dollar, you need to know what you want to do with this money. Step number four, before you inherit a single dollar, you need to know what you want to do with the money. This isn't just about numbers. It's about your values and your vision for the future. Ask yourself, do you care about investing in companies that do good in the world? Do you want to support certain causes? Are you interested in real estate, private equity, or alternative investments? Do you want to create a legacy for your children? Write it down. Create what fancy people call an investment policy statement. That's just a document that spells out your goals, how much risk you can handle, and how much you want to divide up your investment. This becomes your North Star. When emotions run high, and they will, you can look at this document and remember what you really want to accomplish. Step number 5. And finally, build your scam-proof shield. Scammers target women with inherited wealth like sharks smell blood in the water. Never make money decisions under pressure, ever. Always check out investment opportunities independently. Be suspicious of anyone who contacts you out of the blue about your inheritance. When in doubt, ask your professional team. Watch out for these red flags. Guarantee returns that seem too good to be true. Pressure to request right away. An investment that promised the moon and the stars. Trust your gut. If something feels off, probably is. And remember, this is exactly why communities like Wealth Beyond Me exist. We give you trusted sources and a network of women who understands your journey. You don't have to figure this out alone. We've got your back. Here's the bottom line. We're watching the largest wealth transfer in human history. Women are at the center of it. This could be the greatest opportunity for female financial power ever. Or it could be a disaster that sets women back for generations. The choice is yours, but you have to act now. Don't wait until you're in the middle of a wealth transfer crisis to start preparing. Don't wait until you inherit to start learning about private market, multifamily real estate, and alternative investments. The families that succeed are the ones that start planning today. Remember what I said at the beginning, $124 trillion is changing hands. Women will control most of it, but only women who take control now, who educate themselves about the private markets, and who build the right support system will actually benefit from this historical opportunity. Think about it this way. The projected returns on most typical multifamily real estate means that you could generate 6-8% annual cash flow plus 50-60% upside when they sell the property while getting massive tax breaks. Or you could leave your inheritance in a savings account earning 1% while inflation eats away at 3-4% every single year. Which would you choose? The math is clear. The opportunity is huge, but the window won't stay open forever. The question is whether the wealth transfer will happen. It's already happening. The question is, will you be ready? If this video opened your eyes to how big this is, I need you to share this with every woman in your life. Your mother, your sister, your daughters, your friends, they all need to see this information. And if you want to dive deeper into multifamily apartment investing and other private market strategies designed for women, check out our Wealth Beyond Me community. As the Kitty Sisters, we built the community to help women navigate exactly these challenges. And if you're ready to see exactly how I built a real estate business today, if I had to start all over from scratch, then I'll see you in the next video.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.